Hi there, this is me doing a quick review of the Bose IE2 in-ear headphones, which I bought the other day on Friday after a trip to the Bose shop in Regent Street. The story leading up to this purchase was something along the lines of I wanted something to put in my ears and, more importantly, in my inner pocket, because I'm now doing a 3 hour per day commute there and back. And though I like my COS Sporter Pros, they're often not the smallest. They do fold down, but they're quite flimsy feeling, that they do seem to have lasted for a while. But I just wanted something to stick inside my inner pocket. There's only a few brands I would really consider for this this task. One of them were the Monster Beats, which, having been to the Richer Sounds and had a look at those, realised that they came with an iPhone remote control, which I'm just not into. I'm paying extra for something I can't use on my Samsung phone. Ditto the Monster Beat big headphones, which I was also tempted to buy. I think they're called the Solos, but they too have an extra, I would guess, around £30 service charge for the iPhone, what's the name, remote controller. So yeah, back to the in-ear headphones. I know that the Bose shop has been quite good about auditioning products in the past, and I did want to try stuff on before making a purchase, because, you know, obviously, in-ear headphones have never really worked for me that well. I have a smaller left inner ear than my right ear, so getting them to fit has always been a bit of a struggle. But I thought if anyone could do it, Bose can, because they're, you know, quite expensive specialist headphones. Went to the shop, and yeah, the guy auditioned me a pair of IE2s. Comes with three different size sprocket things that go with the nozzle, the actual sound making end of things. Small, medium, large. The medium one was the best fit for me. The large one, didn't even go in my ear, forget that. And the small size fitted okay in my right ear, but not in my left ear. It just fell out. So the medium ones were just fine. Fits nice and comfortable. And what's unique about these is the way they go into the ear, which is at a 45 degree angle rather than straight directly in at a 90 degree angle. So it's a strange way of putting it in. And what's even weirder is that on the top of the bung there is a little ear hook, which I thought was a bit of a gimmick until realizing that it actually was keeping them into my ear with very little pressure. So they're actually quite comfortable to wear over long periods. They're £89, which is not cheap, but hopefully they give a lot of life, a lot of service, because they're basically, I mean, unless you stand on them, they're kind of indestructible, really. Just stick them in your pocket and forget about them. Comes with a little leather pouch, little leatherette pouch, like a lady's purse, I suppose. It's only squarer. Also comes with three size bungs, I mentioned those before, and an instruction book, so not much in the pack, really. Sound quality is really good. They're not quite as good as my very cheap £20 COSs, which to my mind probably give the best bang for your buck of all the headphones I've ever tried. They're amazingly good value. I'd buy loads of them, you know, just to make sure I've got a lifetime supply, because they've been around since probably the late 70s, and, you know, if a design's that good, why change it? That's probably why they haven't. They are ugly looking things, and they do feel quite flimsy, but they're not, because I've thrashed mine around to kingdom come. They're not the most compact in terms of, if you're out in the summertime, you just want to go out with yourself and your phone and your pocket, you can't really hide them small in a very small area. So the Bose's I would recommend so far. I've only used them a few times. The bass is really good. Actually, the whole detail, the sound detail is pretty good. I give them about 7 out of 10. They're not as good as the Bose over the head ones, but then they are smaller, and they're also about half the price, so not too bad going, really. And they do sit in the ears quite comfortably, so they almost do the job of an over the head headphone, only without some of the comfort, which I like. As I say, £89. Come with a nice black and white striped cable, which means it can easily be spotted, at least if you can see what you're doing, which I kind of can most of the time, except when it's dark. Hopefully that the weird looking cable means they're quite easy to spot amongst all the other cables I tend to have lying in my bag at any given time. Yeah, good value, and I'd recommend them. I might give another boo if I find they bed in nicely, or they pop out my ears, or generally uncomfortable, or supreme. We'll see. Anyway, that's my boo. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.